Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, a new report, Rayman, from researchers at the American Cancer Society say deaths from cancer dropped 27% over a quarter century, resulting in an estimated 2.6 million fewer cancer deaths.
Wow.
So to talk about that, we bring in our friend, the medical director at the Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital, Dr. Andrew Solner. Dr. Solner, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe and Ray. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Thanks for
and
joining
better.
Us this morning.
Yeah,
yeah, better. Were you surprised when these statistics came out? I would guess not, since
things. I mean, I think we've seen, due to several factors, we've seen the reductions happening over the years, but to actually put it all together as a 27% decrease over a quarter of a century is really very gratifying. We obviously still have a lot of work to do, but to be able to see this decrease in mortality means a lot more people are living after a cancer diagnosis.
Andrew Solner with us, a regular guest on this program. It's been a while, but it's good to have you back on.
Thank you.
Very quickly, is it because of, and I think there could be a number of factors involved. One would be, and the thing that the Cancer Society or whoever it was said, you know, they said, well, number one, a lot of people have stopped smoking, so that's good.
Right.
That helps.
Right.
But the other was, I mean, is it earlier detection? Is it new treatments? I have a feeling it may be a combination.
It is, Ray, a combination of all three. Certainly, we've seen the prevalence of tobacco use decrease ever since the late 60s when, after the Surgeon General's report, people stopped using tobacco, and that's gradually decreased. We're now at about 15% in Connecticut of tobacco use, and as that decreases, because lung cancer is the largest cause of cancer mortality,
right.
We've seen decrease in lung cancer deaths, but also earlier detection, thinking about colon cancer, for example,
right.
And the decrease in colorectal cancer, or mammography in breast cancer, or PSAs in prostate cancer. So we've seen a decreased earlier detection of the disease in that regard. And the third thing, of course, is that there have been a huge number of new treatment advances in the
right.
last quarter century. If you think about immunotherapy and dose-dense chemotherapy for breast cancer and new treatments for prostate cancer and lung cancer. So we've really made some great advances that have also decreased the mortality.
You stole my question. I was going to ask you what's the biggest difference in treatment. But let me ask you this, Dr. Solner. What do you think is the most significant improvement as far as treatment is concerned?
You know, I think, Joe, in terms of a major advance is immunotherapy. We've learned how to harness the body's own immune system to fight cancer cells, and that's made a really big difference in the treatment of melanoma. But immunotherapy is also now used to treat kidney cancer and lung cancer, head and neck cancer, and really a host of other cancers. And I think we're just at the beginning edge
right.
of learning to use immunotherapy, sometimes in combination with other treatments.
Do you think cancer could be an immunotherapy? It could be a disease, an immune system disease?
I do, Ray. I think at least in part, our immune system helps to keep little cells that become abnormal or atypical, that it keeps them under check. And for some reason, when our immune system isn't working as fully and functionally as it should, those cells can become a cancer. And if we could somehow teach it to keep those cells under check, we would have perhaps less cancer.
Dr. Andrew Solner with us from Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital on the new report that deaths from cancer have dropped nearly a quarter. Over a quarter of a century. Doctor, do people still understand warning signs and that kind of thing?
Yeah,
or is there still more education on that front that has to be done?
Yeah, I think there still is a lot of education that has to be done, Joe, because, you know, people have to be reminded, you know, do the right things to keep yourself healthy. Obesity is a problem in our
yes.
country, and obesity probably accounts for some, we believe, 20 or 25% of cancers in and of itself. And a few cancers over this 25-year period have actually increased that are obesity-related. And we think now about 15 to 20 cancers have direct links to obesity. The ones that have increased in the last number of years are thyroid, pancreas, and uterine cancer. So those are all related to obesity. So if people could try and get closer to an ideal body weight, that would help. Also, physical activity is important. We've learned that if people are physically active, they have a lower risk of getting cancer and a lower risk of a cancer recurrence if they've had cancer.
I remember there were things when I was a kid, and there used to be, you know, the 10 or the 7 or whatever it was, warning signs of cancer, you know, any change in a lump, you know, bowel habits, stuff like that. Those still valid. Those still valid.
They are for the most part, Ray, although a lot of those, you know, a new lump, most of them turn out to be benign.
Yeah, but
bleeding from the rectum usually turns out to be non-malignant, but any symptom that persists, you should bring to the attention of your physician because they may be an indication of cancer. And if there is, we'd like to catch it early.
You know, and I think one that has really come to the forefront, let's say over the past 15, 20 years, and there's been legislation actually to address this, and that is colon cancer, which I think a lot of people didn't want to talk about.
Right.
But now with, you know, colonoscopies mandated, by the way, I think that catches a lot of cancer. Get the polyps, get them in.
It does, Ray, and we've actually seen a decrease in colon cancer incidence because if those colon polyps are removed, we've prevented a cancer. The one area of concern is that there's been an increase in the last 10 years in young people with colon cancer between the ages of 30 and 50.
Ugh.
And we don't have screening yet for that population because we generally have recommended starting colonoscopy at age 50. So we now have to think about how we address this younger population, and certainly younger people who have bleeding should bring it, that persists, they should bring it to the attention of their doctor, because if colon cancer were to happen in a young person, we really want to catch it early.
As always, valuable advice and information from our friend Dr. Andrew Sallner, Medical Director of the Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital. Doctor, as always, we thank you for imparting the knowledge. Have a great day.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
Nice to touch base again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.